This is the thought for today with Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, Order of Absolute, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, University of Philosophy, Fire Valley Ranch, and the Practitioners Program, Worldwide Practitioners, and Worldwide Seminars. Yeah, and all that good stuff. Bringing you this little statement, which should blow our mind. Indifference is the most destructive criticism. Sounds quite negative, doesn't it? Indifference is the most destructive criticism. How often have we been indifferent to those we love and then wondered why we were not having a good relationship? How often have we been indifferent to our pets and wondered why they tear up the house? You know, that's really quite a thing. People come home after work, day's work, and the dog has just completely decimated the house. And they say, what did I do to deserve this? Well, they did to deserve that was they didn't tell the dog. Now, love, take care of the house while I'm gone, and have a good nap. And when I come home, we'll take a nice walk and go see what's going on in the neighborhood. Dogs understand. Dogs understand. Now, if you think, oh, I really shouldn't have a dog, I don't have time to take care of him. speaking of taking care of him, little Love has just brought his toy here to me. He wants me to bring it over here. Come on, I can't grab it up this. Come on. I can't grab it that far away, but he just wants me to play with his toy. And I do. I play with him, and then he learns to play by himself and have a good time, too. But if you go to work and you say, now you be a good boy and don't tear up the house, well, then you're putting the cause in motion. And your indifference to the pup or the mutt or the cat, oh, cats too, can really be destructive. I've known many marriages where the husband or wife had their own life, and they were so busy, they didn't have time to really pay attention to their spouse or the children. And then they wonder why the children drift away from them, why their spouse drifted away from them. They wondered why, you know, I've done everything right. I've been a perfect wife or a husband. I've been a perfect father or mother. And why is it? I give them everything, you know, and I do them. Yeah, but what you don't give them is evidence of your love. Saying to a person, I love you, is a good start. It's not the end, but it's a good start. When you say to a person, I love you, at least they don't feel that they're being ignored. And then when you go around and you do little things, like you bring home a little gift of some nonsense, you know. You stopped off and had a drink on the way home. And so at the bar, they gave you a little parasol that goes in your drink, and you bring it home to your wife or your husband. It could be either way, you know. And then you say, here, dear, a little gift for you. Thanks a lot. Where's the drink? But at least I want you to know I was thinking about you, you know. And you laugh. And it's a lack of indifference there, because just a little sharing, stupid little sharing, it means a lot. And like, for instance, he takes a lunch pail to work, and he comes home from work, and his wife opens the lunch pail, and she says, you didn't eat all your dessert. He says, I couldn't eat it with thinking about you not having any. I brought it home so you could have some too, you know. And she's saying, well, thanks a lot. You know, sitting out in the sun all day long. It's just not, well, I thought of that, you know. That, well, thank you, dear. That was nice of you to think of it, you know. And that's the opposite of indifference. Even though it's idiotic, you know, and actually like the little child grabbing a bunch of flowers in front of the house to bring it to the mother and ripping them out with the roots and everything and coming up to mother, Mommy, I love you, and shoving it in his mommy's face or her mommy's face, and the mommy says, you know, there's no indifference there. There is really sharing. I could have you do it a little differently, you know, not take out my prized flowers and so forth. But that's all part of the game. You see, indifference is something that is a studied thing. It's a studied thing. It's something you are planning on not paying attention to your wife or your husband. You're planning on not paying attention to your friends or something. We were in the Hein Automotive Mazda place yesterday, and I got out of the car and went in to see the agent there. And the agent took my name and the number, and he says, who's the lady with you, you know? Is that your wife? And I said, well, no, people just oftentimes feel it's my wife, but it's a business associate, you know. And he says, oh. he says, but wives are much more fun than business associates. And I thought to myself, you sure have the right attitude about life. His wife, I'm sure, doesn't get indifference from him. And I think that's lovely. But, you know, people don't have to say a lot of things. They just say significant things like that, you know. That can't be much fun, you know. And really, it's so delightful. And he was such a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he was good in selling.
And then we got turned over to the other guy, who was the guy that you said you were supposed to go see. And because you had called, and he had our number. And he was indifferent. He was indifferent to us, the other guy, because we told him, the first guy said we'd have it done by 11:30 before. And so we called at noon to see if it were done, and we couldn't get through. And finally, we called another time, they said it wasn't ready. And then we just drove over. And when we drove over, he says, oh, it was ready half an hour ago. And we said, well, let's have it. He said, well, it's in the car wash right now. It's not ready, you know. And so the boy brought it out from the car wash, you know, like this sort of thing, you know. And then he was saying, well, you know, as I was drying it off, I was thinking, you know, it's going to rain today. Really shouldn't be doing this, you know. But that was not any indifference there. Mm-hmm. He was caring. And the young man that first took us, he was caring. And when I came back, our agent had a woman sitting in his office who was an employee of the company. And they were yakking. And I stood there and stood there and stood there. And finally she got up and left. But meanwhile, I walked to the old guy that we had had before. And I was talking to him and I said, you know, we would like to get our car. And, oh, well, he should be free. He should be free. And then he was free. And he didn't come to me. I had to go to his little cubicle. And I said, is my car ready? And he said, what's your name? And so the other guy told him the name. And he says, oh, looking up and down his list, up and down his list, up and down his list. And then Byerly, you know, got unlimited and stuff like that. And up and down his list. And he says, oh, yes, 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 here you are. You were the next call that I was going to make. And I thought, boy, I think I would avoid you very much. what was his name?
Russell.
Russell, yes. I'd avoid Russell very much next time I go in there because he was indifferent to me. He was indifferent. When he's talking with an employee of the company, he should certainly take the customer first mm-hmm. and say, may I help you? And I say, da da da, and he'd say, okay, it's done, it's not done, you know, go stick it up your nose or something, you know. It's a lot better than indifference, you know. Now, what do little children do? Little children are mean and nasty when they want attention. They have done everything they know how to do to get attention, and they don't get any attention. So then they start being mean and nasty, and then they get attention. They get a spanking, you know. At least they get some attention. And the little children are not doing things right, not coming home at the right time and stuff like that. And they want attention. That's all they want. They don't really want to be mean and nasty. They don't want to be bad little boys and girls, but they want attention. And in fact, a number of people that I have known, especially when I was in the Navy, and I tell them about my parents, and they say, boy, they wish their parents would at least beat them up once in a while, you know. But their parents had a total indifference to them. They didn't even know they were alive, didn't even know that they were around. And that's such a destructive criticism, because the kids, you know, wanted to do the right thing. And so I said to the guy, well, how did you handle that? You know, this one guy, how'd you handle it? He said, I joined the Navy. I said, I left home as quick as I could. And I said, but there's not even a war on anymore, and you joined the Navy. Yeah, yeah, but I get some attention in the Navy. I get some attention by my superior officers and so forth, you know, and even they don't give much attention. But, you know, it's more than they got at home. Now, that's a heck of a way to live, to be so hungry for attention. But people are like them. People are like them. Women who have affairs during the middle of the day with the milkman and the postman and the various other service people who come to their house, they are just looking for attention. If they had a husband who was really dedicated to them and not indifferent to them, they wouldn't be out searching. And the same with the other way around. If the wife was dedicated to her husband, he wouldn't be out searching around. Because they want to be true to their mate. They really do. They want to be true to their mate. But they get indifference. And like the wife will say, I don't feel like it tonight. Or what are you going to give me if I do it tonight? You know? And he said, oh, hell, you know, I'll go and pay for it, and I don't have to argue about it, you know. And this is an indifference that's a manipulation, a control that is a very sorry thing. And unfortunately, it's more relevant more often than we know about, because 50% of the marriages dissipating in the United States, or the world, actually, the world, 50% of the marriages. Well, why? Because of indifference. Because one or the other just takes them for granted. Now, you know about that. People take each other for granted. And did you tell your son that you loved him? Well, he knows that. Did you tell your wife that you loved her? Well, she knows that. You know, I come home every night. I'm true to her and so on. But does she know that you love her? Does she know that you really care about her? You really think she's the greatest thing on earth, you know. Well, she's not the greatest thing. Well, as far as you're concerned, she is. You know, she's your wife. As long as she's your wife, give her 100% of yourself, you know. If you're looking for another wife, well, then make your change and go to another wife. But you'll have the same problem there, because unless you're going to give 100% of yourself to whatever relationship you have, you're going to give indifference. And if you give indifference, what happens? It falls apart. You will be one of that 50% statistics. And that's a lot. But really, when you consider that 50% of the marriages stand together and are wonderful, that's pretty good. That's really pretty good. And I don't know how this would work out, but if 50% of the marriages today stand together, and then 50% of the marriages tomorrow stand together, and then 50%, pretty soon we have 1,000% of the marriages staying together. You know, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You like my mathematics?
Yeah.
But that's the sort of thing that we should be striving for, is that our commitments are true. And really, you probably shouldn't make marital commitments. Because if you're going to get married and you're not going to have children, then what's the deal all about? You know, why be tied to each other as a commitment and as ownership when you're not planning on raising children, which needs or should have two parents and should have the income from whatever, you know. So why should we have marriages? Because 50% of them fail, so that means that's not a very high percentage. It is a high percentage, but it's not really, when you consider that 50% of the people on earth who were married at one time are not now. They may be married to a new person, another person, but then they fall into another 50%. Really? Because if 50% of the marriages failed, and this, say, 40% or 20% of the people who fail marriages remarry again, and then 50% of the 20% fall apart, you know, you have quite a mess there. And insofar as it's quite a mess, what happens? It's all due to the one factor of indifference. And if we could teach, not difference, but if we could teach love, thank you. If we could teach love in our schools, teach caring, teach sharing. Did you tell your mommy that you loved her today? You know, did you tell your pet that you loved it today? Did you hug your pet and say, I love you?
I love you.
Thank you. She kisses the dog, but she didn't say, I love you. And I mean, you know, she's got to say, I love you. And does he want to get away?
No.
He seems very content. But you see, anytime you're giving love, real love, whoever you're giving it to, they know. And love is not sex. Love is caring. Love is sharing. Love is sneezing and being said, Gesundheit. Love is enjoying all the aspects of life of people who care about you and care about what you're doing and care about where you're going and what your values are. That's what life's all about. So I think that if we could somehow maybe even obliterate the word indifference from our language. Indifference is the most destructive criticism because it's so subtle. It's so unseen. You just don't know that it's happening. The people who are experiencing it, they know what's happening. But you look at a perfect marriage, and then all of a sudden the marriage falls apart, and you say, what happened to that marriage? What happened? Well, you're not home in their home. You're not sitting in their shoes to know that they're being indifferent to one another. If you won't talk to me, I won't talk to you. If you won't tell me you love me, I won't tell you I love you. You know, and they may madly love each other, crazy for each other and stuff, but they get this little schnitt going, and it makes it real tough for them to be loving. So, with all things, if we can just have humility and have the ability to say, all is well with the world, and then let it be so. It would be so. We are very blessed that we are not indifferent here. Perhaps we're a little more to the criticism side than we are to the love side, but it wouldn't take much to make the change. What do you think would make the change?
I like me.
Each one of us saying, I like me. So, my friends, you have a lovely day. And remember, indifference is the most destructive criticism. So just erase it from the books today and never let it come again this way.